Hi, this is Agatha Nolan in Nashville, Tennessee, and today's post is entitled Quit Criticizing. The Reverend Paul Zoll observes that sin in today's culture is the new stress. It isn't so much that we are fatigued from overwork. We are energized to work long hours without complaint when we are doing something we are interested in and that we feel has value. Reverend Zoll tells the story of a husband who always needed to take a nap upon arriving at his in-laws. It wasn't that the man was working so hard. Instead, he always felt judged by his in-laws, and his body's reaction to the stress was to yawn and feel overwhelmingly fatigued. It was his body's way of gasping for air, trying to get out from under the mantle of judgment. Reverend Zoll points out that it isn't our work or activities that causes stress, but often the people in our life. The spouse that doesn't love us anymore, the children that never call, the parents who can't seem to give up control in the lives of their adult children. When we are born, our ego has a desire to control our surroundings. We often exercise control by judging others. Reverend Zoll asked, "Do you know how to hold on to your husband's love? Quit criticizing him. It's that simple. The only love that really matters is not the one that is earned, but the one that comes to us even when we are terrible. It is when we are treated well by another human being that it gives us the amazing ability to be kind. And that is a real freedom, when we can be kind to one another, not because we want someone to love us, but because someone has loved us first. Although God loves us without restraint, most of us will experience His love through another human." Reverend Zoll asked, "How can we move toward an inwardness of love that is renewing instead of exhausting?" He said we must believe two things. First, that the universe is friendly and not malignant. And second, that we are really forgiven for our sins. Reverend Zoll's comments made it clear that I've been searching for love all my life and been perpetually exhausted in the search. Believing that God loves me not for what I've done, but in spite of what I've done, has freed me to be able to love others without judgment or regret. It is renewing, not tiring. Do you have a longing for a new life? Can you love others without criticism or regret? Blessings. Agatha.